You know, I must have missed something somewhere along the line, because my definition of organic products was, as an organic milk company executive, Bob Ferry, put it to me.
Non-GMO, no pesticides, no antibiotics, no hormones, no cloning.
That's right. That's what I thought organic meant. However, and pardon me if you already know this, but I didn't, and I'm a little embarrassed about it, actually. The definition of organic when it comes to livestock products, egg production, all of that includes what we just heard, yes, but as they say on TV, wait, there's more. And somehow I didn't know this.
The principles of organic have always included the concept of animal welfare, natural behavior, so that the animals can exhibit that natural behavior, have enough space to do that.
That's Miles McAvoy. He helps run the U.S. Department of Agriculture's organic program, which sets standards for organic producers. If they follow those and get certified, their products can carry the USDA certified organic seal. Otherwise, as this song says,
if it doesn't have the seal, it ain't the real deal. If it doesn't have the seal, it ain't the real deal.
That's right. That seal is to ensure us consumers that when we pay extra for an organic product, we actually are getting one. Well, the standards for crop products have been pretty much stable for some time, but in the livestock end of things, there's been a lot of variation in how so-called organic livestock are raised, especially in the poultry side, particularly in this one component.
Outdoor access, natural behavior, the living conditions.
For example, organic chickens are supposed to be allowed access to the outdoors, but you could interpret that to mean a lot of things, and that's just what poultry producers have done.
There are many operations that have a pasture-based system where the birds get outside on soil and vegetative-covered ground. And then there are also operations that provide that outdoor access on porches. So there's no access to the soil or vegetation. It's a porch that's attached to the poultry house.
So is a porch really what the people who wrote the current organic standards had in mind? So over the last couple of years, the organic industry and a group called the National Organic Standards Board and the Ag Department have looked at the organic poultry industry standards and have just put out proposed new ones, tightened them up to be very specific, and in our example, they decided
porches are not part of the outdoor area and can't be considered part of that outdoor space.
Now, half of the organic eggs we buy come from farms using that porch system. They will have to change that, but the proposal gives them from 3 to 5 years to do it. The proposal also sets specific amounts of space each animal must have, both when indoors in various housing setups and outdoors. And there are some other changes. If after the 60-day comment period these proposals become final, then livestock producers will have time to adjust and their products can continue to carry that certified organic seal, because
if it doesn't have the seal, it ain't the real deal. If it doesn't have the seal, it ain't the real deal.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's my organic seal. In Washington, Gary Crawford. Stop. For the U.S. Department of Agriculture.